Whether you do or whether you don't, he sure loves you. I want you to stand on the foundation that if God is for you, nothing can be against you. The simplicity of all authority and all power, true power, is God. The scriptures tell us that there is no power but of God. And those powers, those authorities which be, which exist, they are ordained by God. And let your mind just settle in right there, and that will bring you comfort. Comfort's important because it helps us to pay attention. When we're worried, we don't pay attention to the right things. When we're uncertain, when we're running in fear or chaos, we tend to pay attention to the wrong things. The Word says, speaking of the Lord, He says, my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. But He never stops there. But He says, the Holy Spirit, as He comes on you, He's going to lead and He's going to guide you into all truth. Into all truth. The greatest find you'll ever find is to find the presence of the Lord. It's the greatest find of all time. The greatest find is to find God. God said through Azariah to Asa, which by the way was the fifth king in the lineage of David over Judah, Asa was. And this is really powerful. Because what I saw is we can find God. I mean, those that have an ear hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. We can find God. The Word of the Lord came to Azariah. The Word says that the Spirit of the Lord came on him, and he spoke to Asa, and he said, if you look for me, he said, you will find me. Isn't that awesome? I mean, think about it. We can find God. Who can find God? And he said, as long as you are with God, God will be with you. Isn't that amazing? I mean, we think that God is always with us, and He is, because He's omnipresent. He's omniperfect. He's omni-God. He's omni-good. He's omni-faithful. He's always everywhere that He is. He's faithful. He's good. And He's God. It's God. God. So beyond our ability to examine or to determine based on facts or what we find, and yet in all the goodness that He is, He reveals Himself to us. And if we look for Him, we can find Him. God is the greatest find you'll ever find. And He said, if you look for me, He said, you can find me. So I want to say to everyone in the house, and all our viewers, you can find God. He didn't say, if you know me, if you know everything about me. He didn't say, if you feel like you've brought yourself to a point of being your best or at your best. He just said, if you look for me. Asa, if you look for me, you will find me. And as long as you're with me, I'll be with you. So I want to say to you, if you look for Him, you will find Him. And as long as you desire Him, He is with you. And He will lead you in the way you're supposed to go. You can say like, God will be for me. Who can be against me? Who? Come on, say it. Say it. God is for me. Who can be against me? No one. No one. Say it. God be for me, who can be against me? No one. Say, if God be for me, who can be against me? No one. Say it, believe it. God be for me, who can be against me? No one. Say it. God be for me, who can be against me? God be for me, who can be against me? God be for me, who can be against me? No one. Say, say. We just did for a purpose, and the reason we do it is because music has a soul, it has a presence, and when we put our words to a sound, that's why the Lord said, lift up your voice and praise me, declare my name, and you can take your seats. It resonates within us, and it gives us a tempo, and we remember. I have people say all the time, I couldn't get that song out of my head, and it just encouraged me, and I use the very same songs, the very same words that we sing here in the house to keep my mind remembering what God said. And this is something important. And I want you to hear by the Spirit of the Lord today. So I pray, Father, I pray today in your mighty name, God, that you would awaken the hearts and the minds of everyone that's listening right now. And everyone that will listen even later on. I pray the Lord quicken you by His word. The Lord quicken your spirit. And as Paul declared, the revelation he had, I've learned what to do in order to advance in the Lord. I forget what was, and I press forward for the mark, the prize, the high calling of God. And Father, I pray that would rain down on the minds of every listener, that your word would penetrate our minds today, and God, that we would hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to us. In Jesus' name, everyone said. You know, there's a lot of ways we can learn, and I want to encourage you today. I bring you a word from the Lord. I bring you a prophetic word, and it will transform your life. It will bring you into a place of authority and power and revelation if you will listen and hear what the Spirit of God has to say to you today. So listen closely, because I'm going to talk to you according to the Word of the Lord about where we are, what God has shown me, and where we're going. How many believe God speaks to His people, His leaders, His prophets, His teachers, His pastors, His and He brings us as messengers. It's part of the fivefold ministry to bring the body into strength. And we all want to be to a place, come to a place and a time where we can hear God and that word takes root. Jesus talked about it. He said, a sower went out to sow seed, and he was referencing the kingdom of God. And remember, he told us, I want you to do this. I want you to seek the kingdom of God. And keep in your mind, in the back and the forefront of your mind, I can find God. The greatest find you'll ever have is to find God. And the greatest place you'll ever find is the presence of the Lord. And in the presence of the Lord, you see things. You can see things through the eye of the presence of your fear or someone else's fears or doubts or controversy. Or you can see through the presence of the Lord. See through the presence of the Lord. And when a prophet like Isaiah brought to Esau, it was a word of the Lord, God saying to him, "Don't be afraid, listen to me. I'm going to give you a great victory. I'm going to be with you because I have my will I want to bring about, and you're part of that will. But I'm bringing you a word, so listen to the word." So then what really is the point of prophecy? The word says, in the latter days, God said, there will be an outpouring. Joel first prophesied it. In the latter days, I think it's pretty obvious, we're in a latter season. The old is past, the new has come. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm thankful for everything God has brought us through, taken us into, and every place that He's taking us to. But how important, really, because here at PFC, we are considered a house of revelation. And that's been my call for a very long time. House of revelation. A place of prophecy. Some people say, well, prophecy, you know, it was back in the day. And you know, it just doesn't happen anymore. You'd be a little too late because I have lost count of the things God has prophetically revealed, honored me to know, and then produced them before my very eyes and the eyes of literally hundreds, thousands of people. So those that would say that, you're too late. God's already proven his word prophetically, and he's already brought to pass. He's already shown us that he can speak to us in dreams. He can give us visions. He can take us places in the spirit, and you don't really know whether you're awake or asleep, had a vision, a dream, or literally went somewhere. So God can lead you. He can guide you. He can direct you. But what is the importance of prophecy? What's the importance and the value of revelation? What is revelation? Well, Jesus is talking. He said, a sower went out to sow seed. And again, he's referencing the kingdom of God. I'm prophesying to you today. So hear the word of the Lord. And he said, a sower went out to sow, and he said, some seed fell by what he referred to as the wayside. And he said, and some people stomped the seed underfoot. And he said, and some of the seed that was left on the surface of the ground, he said, the birds of the air came and ate up the seed. That's one thing. But he's referencing the kingdom. And when God talks, it's really important to listen. Because every detail is a nugget. Every detail is a revelation. Every detail is authority and power and life and truth. And it's in those spoken words, it's in that revelation that we are empowered. And then he said, some other seed was sown and it fell on a rock. And he said, it sprang up, it grew, it took root. But he said, when the sun came up, remember this, when the sun came up, he said, the plant withered and died. And he said, another seed was sown among thorns. And he said, when it was sown among thorns, it also sprang up and it grew, but it was overcome by the thorns. It was overcome by that which was not its kind. And it died also. And then he said, and some seed, keeping in mind he's talking about the kingdom of God, which, by the way, he said, seek this first. Our directive from the Lord is seek this first. Seek the kingdom of God first and foremost. Then he said, some other seed fell on soil, and he called it good soil. And he said, and this seed took root, and it yielded forth sometimes 30, sometimes 60, even up to 100 times what was sown in the soil, which is where we get the increase. Sow and you'll receive 30, 60, and 100 fold. But the revelation here, Jesus said the seed is the word of God. Now, the word of God, or any given seed, which is a representation of the word of God, is complete in itself. So any word God gives you, whether prophetic, any word that you read, it's complete in itself, which means is that the seed has the entirety of all the promise within it, and there isn't anything you can do to foil it. It is what it is. It is the life and the future in the present of all the promise within the seed. So is the word of God. So is the word of God. So is the word of God. And Jesus said the seed is the word of God, but just because it's sown doesn't mean that it will make itself known. It doesn't mean that it will produce the fullness of what it is. It just doesn't mean that. What it needs is good soil. But in reality, this parable isn't really about the seed. It's about what the seed does. And we've talked a little about this, but what the seed does is it discerns the soil, whether or not it's good soil, whether or not it's fertile soil. Anytime you hear the word of God, it's a seed. That's what Jesus said. And then what the word does when you hear it is discerning you. It's discerning you. It's looking for good soil, soil that has depth. Depth is revelation. Jesus said at one point, he said, I have many things still to tell you. I still have many things to tell you. But right now, you can't hear them. But he said, there will be a day when the Holy Spirit will lead you and he will show you all things. Again, how important then is revelation? What does revelation really do except kind of get you excited? What does revelation do? What does prophecy do except make you wait for what was prophesied to you? I received this word and I'm waiting on this word. What does prophecy do? What does it actually do? I mean, it comes to pass sometimes, right? Sometimes it seems to come to pass. So maybe that means that the prophet missed, or the man of God, or whoever, the woman of God, whoever gave you the word, or you missed. Maybe it means that you missed. You just missed it. I missed it. No, again, a sower went out to sow. Some fell on the wayside. It never produced anything. But it was still the word of God. It was still a seed. It was still all that it is to be. And you'll never change that. But it didn't produce. But it didn't mean, nor was it not the word of God. Nor was it not capable of producing, just like the seed sown in the good soil. It's all the same. See, in the Garden of Eden, everything was equal. Everything was equal. Everything. Nothing in the garden was better than anything else. The tree of knowledge of good and evil was every bit as good as the tree of life. God looked at everything he created. He said, it is very good, and he blessed it all. Everything had its equality because it was by the spoken word of God. It was by the spoken word of God. The word of God is what we are dependent on. Or should be. The word of God always comes to pass, but it may not grow in the soil it's sown in if the soil isn't good soil. And again, the seed, what is it doing? It is discerning the soil. It is discerning the soil. It is discerning the soil. It doesn't mean that you should say, I mustn't be good enough then. No, it isn't about good enough. Now, you'll never be good enough, so just lay that to rest. We're done. We're finished. And beating yourself over the head and condemning yourself is arrogant pride. It's foolishness. It's ridiculous. And it gives the connotation to you thinking that maybe you could have been good enough. And you can't. And we won't. And we shouldn't. But he is. So put that away and stop giving yourself an excuse to do what you shouldn't do. And stop giving yourself an excuse to blame God or his word or the prophet or the prophetess or the dream or the vision or the word of God. The seed is the seed, and it will produce if it's sown in good soil. So then what does prophecy do? What does the word of God do? It discerns the soil. Why? Because when you hear the word of the Lord and you believe into the word of God, Asa, if you seek me, you can find me. I'm God. But my word is, if you seek me, you will find me. There's nothing within a human being, dust, earth, humus, that can give us the power to find God other than the word of God said, if you look for me, you find me. So that's the power, the word of God. Revelation is the representation of depth. The seed and the sower is all about the soil. It's all about the soil. It's all about the condition of the soil. The seed that fell by the wayside would have grown just the same as the seed that was sown in good soil had it been sown there. It's the same word. It had nothing to do with the seed. It had to do with the condition of the soil. The word of God changes your climate. I remember planting. I used to sow. I lived in New Mexico and Arizona, and I found when I went to different places, such as California, for instance, what was in California wouldn't grow in New Mexico, and what was in New Mexico wouldn't necessarily grow in California because the soil was different and the climate was different. I also found that certain things will not grow in the shade. It just won't. Now, it doesn't make the seed or the plant any less of anything, but the soil is the discerner, or the soil is the teller. The soil determines whether or not the seed will grow. Now, the word said, Jesus said, the seed that was sown and fell on rocky soil, the condition of our heart, no depth, no revelation. Just want to hear the surface text, Jesus. I have many things still I need and want to tell you, and you need to hear them, but right now you're the rocky soil. You're not looking for revelation. You're just looking to get away from whatever is troubling you. So the case so often. Get away from what's troubling us. If we can get out of this season of time and get back where we are supposed to be, everything will be great. No, it won't be great, because there is a call. There is a predestination set over your life. It's a decree. And there isn't anything you can do about it any more than you can change the nature of the seed. It is as it is. And there is a decree. There is a call. The word says he has called us to be kings and priests unto God. So there's a decree over your life, and you're going to advance whether you like it or not. And it's a good thing. And if you will worship him, and if you will see God through his presence, how do you do that? Praise him. Be thankful and praise him. Thankfulness tells you that you trust God. I'm thankful. It may not have felt good. What I went through may not have felt good. What Ray went through may not have felt good. But I can tell you, by the word of the Lord, God revealed himself to you in a very deep way. And that's everything. Because when the word of the Lord comes, when we believe by faith, when we hear the word of prophecy and it seems undoable, impossible, but God speaks it and we believe it, it begins to till the soil. It makes the soil fertile. It breaks up, as the word said, that hard, fallow ground. There are a lot of things that just won't grow in clay. Some things will. Most things won't. When you try to sow a seed in caliche, in hard clay soil, it's hard to break up, and it won't happen unless you mix that soil with fertile soil, dirt, sand, nutrients, things that are necessary in order for the seed to take root in. When you hear the word of prophecy, what it does, it fertilizes the soil of your soul, your mind. And the more fertile you become, just like good, dark, rich, fertile soil, when the sun comes up, which is necessary, it doesn't scorch the seed. It doesn't kill it. Jesus said the seed that is sown without revelation, without depth, it won't last. And the nations and the generations, no matter how grand our facilities are, no matter how well-known we are, no matter how rich we are, no matter how beautiful we are, no matter how eloquent we are in speech, it means absolutely nothing if we don't have the depth of his word. And it really proves, if you're hungry for God, or hungry to be an orator, or just to be okay so you miss the hot place, it's really about, do I have a heart to know God? Paul said, I pray for you always without ceasing that you may have the spirit of wisdom and revelation so you will know him better. See, your call is the seed. You'll never change it. You'll never change it. You'll never change it. And if you'll stop running from it and believe God that it's not by might, it's not by power, it's by his spirit, then you can believe anything, he says. You can do everything, he says, and you can become all that he says, because the seed is sown in you. We are called the seeds of prophecy, the seeds of revelation, the seeds of Jesus Christ. We are the seeds of the promised. We are the seeds of Abraham. And Jesus said, it doesn't matter whether you're born in the lineage, Jewish lineage or not. What matters is when you're born into me, then you're all Israel. You're all my seed. You're all called by my name. So blessing to my Jewish friends that are watching today. Blessing to you. Keep hearing the word of the living God, because he's tilling the soil of your heart so you can receive the engrafted word that God has for you. The word of Jesus, the word of love, the word of Christ, the word of power, because God is doing a new thing in you. God is doing a new thing in you. To everyone that has an ear to hear, hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you. It makes the seed, makes the word, makes prophecy, makes revelation, makes the soil fertile. So the seed, what Jesus said, I have more to say to you, but you can't now because you're like the seed sown on the rock. You're not ready for depth. You're still trying to figure out. Stop figuring out and start listening. Asa, if you will look for me, you will find me. And if you will seek me, I will be found of you. The greatest find you'll ever find is the presence of the Lord. The greatest find you'll ever find is the presence of the Lord. Jesus spoke through the presence of the Lord. Adam walked in the garden in the cool of the day, and he heard the presence of God. Adam saw everything through the presence of the Lord. God spoke to him. He did what God said. His seed, his soil, became very, very fertile. God gave him dominion over all the earth. Gave it to him. Said, here's dominion over all the earth. But you have to believe my word. See, the point of the tree, of the knowledge of good and evil, wasn't a temptation. The biggest problem, or the biggest sin, the biggest issue, isn't the devil, it isn't the serpent, it wasn't the tree. It wasn't Eve. The biggest problem is that man plays God. God put the tree in the garden for the very reason that he gives you the word today. He said, don't touch it, and do touch this. Just keep my word. Believe my word. Every time again they passed the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and didn't touch it, their soil became more and more fertile. They walked in power. They walked in dominion. God never intended us to do it on our own. That's why we can't figure out most of life. We weren't intended to figure life out. We weren't intended to understand God. We were intended to believe God. And every time you believe a word, every time you believe a word of prophecy, whether you feel like you see it come to pass or not, the fact that you heard the word and you believe it, it's tilling the soil of your soul. And soul and soil are very, very similar. They're the same thing, one in flesh and one in spirit. They're the same thing, the soil of the earth and the soul of man. Where did you come from? You came from the soil of the earth. The word says in the beginning when God created Adam, he was a living soul. He was living earth. The last man, Adam, was a quickened spirit. God decided in his all-knowing, all-omnipresence, his all-power, that he wanted to sow the seed of who he is in the soil of who we are. Again, if heaven was everything God wanted and God needed, he would never have created the earth. Because the word says he does all things for his purpose and for his pleasure. Everything you are his purpose. You are created for his pleasure. We are created to please God, and we can be incredibly proficient at doing exactly that if we will receive the word and look for him. Seek for the mystery and the treasures of revelation. That Paul said again, I pray that you may have the spirit of knowledge and revelation, wisdom and revelation, that you may know him better, that he may be revealed in you. Adam is a living soul. When Jesus Christ is crucified, when he goes into the earth, do you know what he did? He died for our sins and he was risen by the glory of the Father. And he was incredible. But what he did, he went forward, not backward. He went forward and redeemed you. He went into the earth and came out of the earth, which signifies exactly what God did. God recreated man. It's like if God were to go back in time and say, let's do it again, let's recreate man, And this time we can recreate him where he won't fall into sin and die. We'll create him in Christ. But he didn't go backward in time. He went forward. Because for God to go backward would be God saying, we must have done it wrong. Let's see if we can do it better the next time. But he didn't go back. He went forward. Jesus went before us, the Word tells us. And before the world was created, the Word tells us that Jesus was determined that we would be created in him and through him. Before you were created, before you were made. This isn't about God coming and saying, they messed up, let's fix this, let's forgive their sins, let's redeem them. This is all about God saying, I'm creating soil that is going to realize one thing, they are not God. In heaven, someone fell in the presence of the Lord because they weren't seen through the presence of God. And the Word said they tried to be God. The greatest sin of man is not his weakness, it's his willingness to play God. We can do it without him. We can take this portion without him. We don't have to depend on him. I know he said it, but let's see if there's another way. Eve did the same thing when the serpent came. The serpent was there so she could exercise her authority. Not wrestle, not fight. Do what she said in the beginning and stick to it. God has said, bow down and worship the Lord. That was their call. Worship God. But the Word says her soul said, I can be independent of the Word of God. I can eat of that tree and I can have knowledge. There is no knowledge outside of God that is true. There is no power outside of God that is true. There is no life outside of God that is true. He isn't just all you need. He is all there is. He is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Jesus is the only one that could take our past and move forward and make even your past right, because he is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the first and the last. He is the beginning and the end. Only Christ can control and rule time, because he is Lord over all. He's Lord of your past. He's Lord of your present. He's Lord of your future. That word is power, but it means nothing if you are not receiving and hungering for the word of revelation. If you're not listening for the word of prophecy. What is the word of prophecy? God telling you, this is what I'm going to do in your life because I created you to do it, and it will never happen unless you're good soil. How do you become good soil? I keep hearing the word of prophecy. I keep looking for the word of revelation. I keep listening to know him better. I hunger and thirst. The great move of God isn't bigger churches, bigger facilities, more people. It's people with the revelation of Jesus Christ. Really, who Jesus Christ is. Not when we can do better, not how we can be better, not how we can facilitate more of this and more of that, not how we can pack out the house with more people to hear the Word of God. If they're there, are they going to hear the Word of God? I found that the Word of the Lord is the sword of the Lord. It is a divider. It separates asunder. It discerns, as the Word says, the intentions and the thoughts of men. When Jesus began to fulfill the Word of God, everybody took off. As long as they were getting from him, they were there. But the real point and power, when it was about to happen, everybody took off. Because the soul, the soil, is what's important. When Jesus went into the grave, it was God recreating you, just like he went back in time and pulled Adam out of the earth, but this time Adam was born in Christ and not just born out of the earth. But God had to bore man out of the earth. He had to bring man out of the earth so man would know, I am not God and I cannot be independent of God. It's not by my works. I can have the perfect law of God, but I am incapable of keeping it no matter how much I want to flawlessly. I can only keep it in the presence of the Lord. I can only keep the law through Jesus Christ, because I don't keep it. It keeps me. All I do is believe into the Lord Jesus. Jesus. The word says, don't you know you are baptized into him, which means what he did, we now become. It's like going back in time, but instead of going back, he went forward and God recreated man in the earth. Jesus had to come into the earth, the womb of Mary, in order to be born in the earth so he could redeem us, because God desires to sow a seed in the soil of the earth and bring it about in obedience. The word says Jesus became perfect, complete in all that he suffered. He surrendered to the mighty hand of God. Jesus said, I do only what the Father says. I say only what I hear the Father say. This is why I came, and this is what I do. I came so the man Adam of the Spirit, they that are born of the Spirit are spirit. They that are born of the flesh are flesh. We are no longer born of the flesh. We are born of the Spirit. We are made new in Christ. We're not made better. We're not fixed. We're not repaired. We are a new creature in Christ. Jesus went back forward and recreated you through Christ. We came out of the earth just as Jesus came out of the womb. But how did Mary have the power to bear that kind of seed? The angel Gabriel came to her. The angel of the Lord spoke to her and said, a seed's going to be sown in you. God's going to overshadow you without the help of man, because man is not God. Only God is God. But Jesus had to go into a soil that had been prepared by what? The Word of God. Mary could only produce the seed if the Word of the Lord came to her and she believed the Word of the Lord. She went in and rejoiced in front of Elizabeth and said, blessed am I, for the Lord has spoken to me his word. When she received the word of God, God tilled the soil of her heart. She got depth inside of her soul, and her soul became a womb for the word of God. We are the soil of the word of revelation. God is, hear me, doing a new thing in the earth. We are the dawn and the brightness of a brand new age and a brand new generation. People will walk away from the weak, watered-down, diluted word that is not the true word of God, and they will look and seek for a generation that say, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Make straight the way of the Lord. Seek God, and you will find him. Seek the presence of the Lord, and you will live. You can either live through your trial and tribulation, or you can live and you can learn in comfort. Jesus said the Comforter can teach you. Or you can learn through trial and tribulation. But the Comforter, he can teach you. I choose to learn from the Comforter. I ask God all the time, help me learn through the Comforter. Let me hear your voice. Let me know your will. I mean, I'll learn any way that I need to learn. But I want to learn through the Comforter. He comforts you, and you learn in comfort. How? I hear the word of the Lord. Mary heard the word of the Lord. How can this be? How can this possibly be? It had to be something impossible. The tree of knowledge. Why can't we touch it? It looks good. God says it, and it is. He blessed it. It's all good for fruit. The serpent said, and he's the wisest, most cunning creature in the earth, said it's okay. You're not God. And when you disobey God, you start acting like God. And that is the great fall of man from the Genesis of all time. We are created to be dependent upon God and God alone. We take our effort, we take our strength, we worship him, we pour ourselves, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. But we become solely, solely, completely, totally dependent upon God, upon his word, and upon his presence. I don't want to live outside of the presence of the Lord. God said, I'm going to find some soil. I'm going to find a soul that will hear my word, and I'm going to do the impossible. And through this word, I'm going to recreate man through my son, Jesus Christ. And when he's recreated through him, he will be as I am. As I am, so are you. Be holy, for I am holy. I am the Lord God Almighty, who will never leave you nor forsake you. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age. If God be for you, nothing at all can be against you. As a matter of a fact, every single circumstance will have to fall prey to the purpose and the will of God in your life if you will trust Him implicitly, completely, and totally. Let your word bless the Lord at all times. When we're seen through the presence of His word, you feel different about people, even that may look like they have more resources than you. Maybe you think they're more presentable than you. Maybe you think they have a better appeal than you. Maybe you think they do something better than you do. And when you look through the eyes of the soul, you despise that. You get jealous. You get angry. You look for the opportunity to be condescending or to say something negative or join in a conversation that we refer to as, I just wanted you to know. I just thought you should know. Bless their heart. Which means I'm about to stab you in the back. Bless your heart. Bless their heart. No, bless them. Bless them, and God will bless your heart. But when you see through the presence of the Lord, everything looks equal as it was in the garden. Everyone is all right in the eyes of God. They may not be doing right. You may despise or have a hatred to the sin, but you're looking for the recreation. You're looking for the renew. And even if it never happens in that individual, the point is it's what you're still looking for. Your eyes are set on Christ. Your vision is sanctified and purified. You seek the true, only, and the living God. Because God is going to be glorified in the earth, not because you want it, not because you need it, because He made you for it. He's going to be glorified in you and through you. It's His will. It's His call. It's His way. He's God. He's good. He's the only true and living God. Hear, O nations of the earth, the Lord your God, He is the only God, the true God, the everlasting God, and Jesus Christ is the only way to the Father. You don't have the power in your soul to keep the word that makes you right before God, but through Jesus Christ, you go back forward to the beginning, and you're created in Christ, an Adam of the Spirit, not an Adam of the flesh. But still the Adam of the flesh had to know that he could not be God, but he could live through God, and God could live through him, and he could walk in the power of the Spirit of God. Be united, I and you, and you and me. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. Jesus is the only vine. There is no other way. There is no other way. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with all or every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Even as He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, blameless before Him in love. He predestined us for adoption to Himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of His will. How incredibly, profoundly powerful that is. He predestined us for adoption through Jesus Christ according to His purpose and the purpose of His will, to the praise of His glorious grace, with which He has blessed us in the family of God the Beloved. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, of our trespasses, according to the riches of His grace, which He lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of His will, according to His purpose, which He set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to to unite all things, things in heaven and things on the earth. In him we attain an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, the purpose of him that worketh all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we might be the first to hope in Christ and might be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, you believed in him and were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. It is the word of revelation that makes us the soil, just as the word of revelation made Mary the fertile soil, so the seed, Jesus Christ the righteous, the seed of David, could grow in the womb, which was impossible to happen except by the fertile soil that God created by the word of prophecy and revelation. She bore the seed, and today we stand affirmed in God. We are the redeemed by the blood of the Lamb because of Mary, and she said it, and I do it. I bless Mary because she was prospered in the word of the Lord. She was fertile. We have our salvation because the word of Jesus Christ came to Mary, and she believed God. Christ was sown in her by the Spirit of the Lord. She bore the Son of the living God, which is impossible except by the word of the Lord. And today we can call upon him and be born again because one individual believed the depth of revelation and prophecy, and God made that body fertile soil for a wonder. We are that wonder. We are that people. We are that generation. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Lift your voice. Lift your hands. Bless his holy name. Give the Lord a shout. He is the one true God, Lord of all, Lord of all, Lord of all. Give the Lord a shout of praise, lift up his holy name, say you are Lord of all. Your purpose, by your authority, you give us dignity, not by humanity, but by the Spirit of revelation, profound in our minds. You give us insight and interpretation, the mystery and the wonders of God revealed, not by might or power or study, but by your Spirit, says the Lord. You believe and lift up your voice and say, yeah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. When you hear the word of the Lord, it changes your climate. I have some plants our gardener planted out in our front yard. He told me these are going to go, they're going to grow, they're going to cover your fence. They're going to grow beautifully. They're going to smell beautiful, and rodents and things won't be attracted to this particular vine. And I said, let's do it. So he bought, he planted, we paid, and we watered. Today they look little to no different at all than they did a year ago. I said, I won't say his name, I said, what's happening here to these beautiful climbing vines? They're going to smell beautiful and have these flowers. No rodents. He said, they need sun. He said, see that tree? I said, I see the tree. He said, it's shading them. I said, cut it down. Cut it off. Cut it away. Some things won't grow in the shade. The church wants to grow in the shade, oftentimes. And you don't grow so good in the shade oftentimes. You need the sun. But if you don't have the depth which prophecy and the word of revelation brings, you can't handle the sun. So instead of growing and producing, you stay the same. Even though the potential and the power is there, all the promise is there, nothing is lacking except you need the sun. But if you have no depth and the sun comes, it scorches you. What should feed you and strengthen you withers you. Thus Jesus said, I have many things still to say to you, but you won't hear them right now. But the word of the Lord is there is a heartbeat in the earth. There are souls in the earth. Soil is in the earth that are living and breathing by the breath of God's will and his purpose. Through whom the Lord will bring forth the seed of truth, and God will bear witness through the soil that he has chosen, that he is God in the earth and he is Lord over all. In his love, in his grace, and in his mercy, he will win wars by revelation. He will cause nations to fall to their knees by the word of wisdom. He will bring peace and resolve through the presence of praise and worship to him. He is the Lord in the midst of his people. The things that we have done, wherein we have toiled and we have worked as believers, in our homes, in our businesses, the things we have toiled and worked so diligently, we have sweat, we have prayed, we have tried. The Lord will take those places of work, places of labor, places of vision, your business, your churches, your congregation, your families, and the Lord will cause that which you have done, which you have sown, which you have believed him for. He will cause your business to be a sanctuary, not of work, but of worship. Your efforts will turn into places where you find your abundance, you find your productivity through your worship, through your praise, through his presence. So what was once a place for many, a laborious place, yet necessary, and even a place called by the Lord for you to do. In place of work, it will be worship. Your places of work will cause you to worship the Lord because you will see what God is doing through it. As God said to Jehoshaphat, I will bless you because Jehoshaphat sought the presence of the Lord, as did his father David. And God said, I'll make the land to prosper before you. And when the land prospers before you, you will worship me because of what I do. So instead of looking at what you used to look at, fields of labor, you look at them as fields of worship, because your businesses, your efforts, your things will cause you to worship the Lord because of what he has done through them. Because you have obeyed him, you have trusted him. You have called on him as God and he alone. And you have not played the role of God. You are not only all right with trusting him, you realize it is your call and it is your purpose to solely depend upon him. And in this dependency, in this worship, you will see everything as Jesus saw it, because he saw it through the presence of the Word of God. So he could not bring a riling accusation, even as they drove nails into his hands and his feet and beat and spat upon him and put thorns into his brow. He could only see humanity through the presence of God the Father, the purpose of God. So prophetically we call to this spirit in this generation, see through the presence of the Lord See through the presence of praise. See through the presence of His Word. Seek the voice of revelation. Seek the voice of prophecy. So in these days, there will be an outpouring of my Spirit, says God. It appears that Abraham received seed, the seed being Isaac, which again had to be the foretelling of a word which represents Christ. And these seeds are not many, but one, which is Christ. And what made the body of Abraham and of Sarah fertile, not only when Isaac came, but after, was that they believed a word that seemed impossible. They received a word by impossible, meaning you could not comprehend how, being of that age, you could bear seed, because physically, physiologically, it just was not possible. But the word of the Lord made Sarah's womb fertile. But Sarah had to be rebuked once for laughing. So the Lord has rebuked in His love the nations of the earth for their laughing. But nonetheless, God has sown a word in the earth. And this word again is Christ. Christ revealed in the nations of the earth, in whom God has called His own. And today we stand in full array of authority and wisdom, and the power is that which transforms. And we are transformed into the likeness of His image. No one will be able to gainsay against you. No evil will befall you. And some will say, but this happened and that happened. What do you call that? I call it the word of the Lord is in whom I believe. No evil will befall me. You may not like what you felt. You may not appreciate what you went through. You may not understand why. But it is when you worship Him, when you do not have the wherewithal and the reasoning, that God tills the fertile soil of your heart, so you can receive the engrafted word of Christ, the word of revelation, the word of revelation, the word of revelation. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, reading out of Ephesians 1, verse 17. The Father of glory may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him, having the eyes of your heart or your understanding enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which He has called you, and what is the glorious or the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints. God's inheritance, the inheritance of the Father, is in mankind. God didn't create man and say, whoops, let's redo it. God created man knowing prior. Well, then God tempted. Nope, God didn't tempt man. He made man and He said, obey me. And man said, okay. And then man said, I don't think I can do it on my own. And God said, that's what I'm teaching you and heaven. You can't do it on your own. You can only do it through Jesus Christ. You can only do it through the redemption of Jesus Christ. You must be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. So the word says the angels look to see what God would do through us, so they can still, when they see and they hear the word of faith and the word of revelation in you, God says He will unite all things in heaven and in earth. We're not just affecting earth, chosen of the Lord. We are affecting heaven. God isn't finished with either one. If the host of heaven was all God wanted as creation, He would never have made man in the earth. But He did for His purpose and for His pleasure. And He said that He gave Christ when Christ was a man in the earth. He gave Christ when Christ was a man in the earth. He gave Him the fullness of the Godhead and made Him head over the church, the body of Christ, which bodies we are, that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God would bring the fullness of God into light. God is complete and full in all that He is, but He is not completely revealed. You can't look at God and know who He is. Only by the Holy Spirit can we know Him. Only by the Spirit of revelation. You need the Holy Spirit. You need to be desperate. And when He comes in, the Word says He's going to seek out the deep things of God. And He's going to reveal them to you. Nations of the earth, pastors, teachers, evangelists, prophets, hunger for the righteousness of God and not for the capacity of a building. Seek the heart of God. Hear from heaven. Forget what is before your eyes and look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Seek those things that are above. Let's come into the earth to make heaven restless. Let's pull on heaven. Let's declare the kingdom of God. Where did God put it? He said it's within you. The way I'm going to be manifest, God is saying, is the same way a seed is revealed, through the soil of those that are fertile, that have been made fertile by the word of prophecy and revelation. Because it's not what you hear and understand, it's what you hear and is revealed by the Spirit of the Lord. Let's pull on heaven. Would you stand with me today? This rope again simply signifying how closely tied we are to the kingdom of God. This is how we pray. We release from the earth those things that are within the heavens. That's how God said they're going to be made known. We pray your kingdom come, your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Why? If it's all that it needs to be in heaven, why would it need to come into the earth? Because it looks different down here. It's revealed different in the soil. It's God's design. It's all God. It has nothing to do with who we are in our own selves. It's who He has made us to be in His self. Now we are complete in Him, who is the head of all authorities, powers, and principalities. We're not here to chase demons and devils. We're not here to scream at shadows and darkness. We're here to declare the word of the living God. Again, when Jesus came and the disciples came to Him and they said, "We're excited because demons are subject to us," He rebuked them. He said, "I don't want to hear about it." He said, "Don't rejoice because demons are subject to you." Of course they are. But rejoice because your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. In other words, be God-minded and God-minded only. You didn't whip the devil, he did. And he did it in a way you wouldn't realize except by revelation. He did it by changing the consciousness of your mind, because we are created to please and serve Him. The Word says we are no longer subservient to sin or to the flesh, and certainly not to any demon or devil. We are surrendered to the will of the Father. We are made the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. Don't belittle the work of the cross and the power of recreation, which is resurrection. This is the greatest season of our lives. Let's embrace it. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord God has spoken. We declare the glory of the Lord and the kingdom of God be manifest in these vessels who are called the body of Christ, the church of the living God, the temples of the Holy Spirit. Not by might, nor by power, but by your Spirit, says the Lord. I pull upon heaven for a great awakening unto righteousness out of the earth, whom the Lord has created for His purpose and for His pleasure. I pull upon the rope of God's heaven, and we declare, we release those things that are assigned to us the glory of the Lord, the wonders, the mysteries of the kingdom of God, that they're made manifest in the earth, that your people bear witness 30, 60, and 100 fold to the word you have placed within them. Whatever word you have sown in them will become alive and bear witness 30 times what was sown, 60 times what was sown, 100 times what was sown. In other words, when the word came in, it was the word of power, but it looked different than it did when it came out. When it came out, it expressed itself in the fruit of its purpose, its promise, its glory, and its power. So is the word within you. This is the greatest season of your life. Give the Lord a shout of praise in the house. Come on. Give the Lord praise to his name. Glorify him. He will never change. He's not only all you need, he's all there is. He is the Lord of heaven, the first, the last, the beginning and the end, the eternal, everlasting Father, the Lord of glory. It's time to grow in the Lord and the power of his Spirit. Lift up your head, all you nations, and declare what God has said he will surely bring to pass. Soil of your people today, I pray, O God. Let them hear as the Spirit of the Lord has given them ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the body. This is the day. This is the day. This is the breaking forth when the seed breaks through the earth. The seed is breaking soil. It's happening today. We're hearing what God is saying. We know he's Lord of all, in all, through all, and through all. What was laborious, what was work, will become your purpose of worship. Not because of the thing, but because God has done it. The Lord has done it. God declared to his people, he said, I'm doing this so the nations will know that I am the Lord and I am with you. Chris, it's so simple. Don't complicate it. The word of the Lord is with you. He will give the seed the body, not you. Fear not, and don't question yourself, and don't call upon time. Don't say, what if or what have we, yes or no, just yes and amen. The word is sure to you. It's not for you to do. It's for you to believe alone. And God will be God through you. The Lord has taken you. He has shrunk you down to the size of a mustard seed. Says if you have the faith of this seed, I can make it the greatest of all herbs and all the earth. It's not about the seed, its size. It's about God's intent and intention in you. Be rejoiceful and glad in your heart that the Lord has reduced you to the size of a mustard seed. The Lord has reduced you. God has caused you to shrink in his presence. The Lord has answered your prayer. Do in me as you will, O God. And he has answered you. And he is doing it. So believe the word of the Lord, and God will do in you, in your body, in your faith all that He has purposed for you to be done. It is not up to you to do. It is up to you to believe the word of the Lord. And in that, I say to you, it's finished. It's done, says the word of the Lord. So give the Lord a shout of praise now. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Lift your voice. Lift your hands. You can't help but bless His glory. God is with me, not against me. Everything must bow. It must fall in surrender to the purpose of God in your lives. It must surrender to the will of the Lord. Jerry, God is calling you up and out. You've been still and you've been quiet long enough. It's time for you to raise your hands and stand up and be a beacon of light. Let the word of the Lord be heard and seen in you, and not only in your secret place, but in every place. God has called you to declare His word, and you will say, what is it within me? Even as Moses said, how can I speak before the people except they be of my nation and of my language? And the word of the Lord is, it was by my spirit that every nation heard my word in their own language, because it is not by you, it is not by your effort, it is not by your willingness, it is not by your will, it's by mine and by your surrender to me. It's time for you to declare the word of the Lord. Look for how God will work wondrously and declare His word of simplicity and power through you. Not of yourself, not of your learning, not of your ability to communicate, but by His Spirit, says the Lord. Does the light speak, and yet when it enters the room, doesn't it not make things clear what is and is to be? This is the word of the Lord to you. Give the Lord a shout! God is ruler of all nations. He is the voice in the time of peace, in the time of war, and in the in-between of decision. He is the God that rules over the nations. He is causing this day people to bow to their knee and surrender to the glory of God. He is making fertile the soil of the earth, that He will sow the seed that He spoke when He walked the soil of this earth with His own feet. He will bring to pass His word. He has made fertile the soil for the seed that is being sown by prophecy and by the eternal word of God, even in this day. And it will spring out of the earth and testify that God is with His people. There is a great outpouring of the Spirit of the Lord throughout the earth, even today, says the Spirit of grace. Praise the Lord your God. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Advance. Go ahead and dance. Time to plant those plants in the soil of God's determinate power. Time to plant like you've never planted before. My trust is in the Lord God Almighty, not in what I have, what I can do, what comes in, but what comes out of me. We are a living sacrifice before the Lord. We pull upon the heavens of God and declare, there will be a great outpouring and a great flowing out, for out of the bellies, the mouths of a generation will flow rivers of water that give life, that feed and power and quench the thirst of a thirsty generation. So is the word of the Lord today. the Lord a shout of praise. Worship his holy name. Because you have believed the word of suddenly, because you have believed the word of suddenly, you have declared what would suddenly happen. You're in the time, you're in the soil of suddenly. Suddenly what? The growth in you will be beyond anything you have imagined. Your place of work will become a place of worship because of what God has done in you. And what you will see done through what God has sown in you to sow in the earth. Suddenly. Suddenly has been your seed. Suddenly will be your yield. Suddenly has been your seed. Suddenly will be your yield. Worship God and worship God alone. Give the Lord a shout of praise in the house. Give the Lord a shout. Lift up your voice and declare his name. He is God in the nations of the earth. He's doing something that will never change. His word is true and everlasting. He is the spirit of power, true power, real authority, real force, real influence. The power that recreates, the power that transforms, the power that changes. You really are living in the most incredible, most wonderful season of all time. This is the greatest season prophesied by the word of the Lord. This is the greatest season of your life. Lift your voice and give the Lord a shout of praise. The altar is open. Worship the Lord. I can't encourage you enough to sow a seed in the soil of this word. Express something by your faith that just transcends and goes beyond anything you're thinking to do. Let God sow through you today. Ray, you have something? Welcome, Ray.
By might or by power, by my spirit, says awesome, the Lord.
Awesome to have you in the house.
Not by might.
The spirit of the Lord
spirit
has given you life.
By my spirit, says the Lord.
The Lord has strengthened
not
you.
Not by might.
The spirit of the Lord has anointed you.
But by my spirit,
the spirit of God
says the Lord. He's got a suddenly word. He's got a suddenly word.
The spirit of the Lord is poured into
He's got a suddenly word.
The spirit of the Lord flows through you.
Not by
you will walk in the fullness of all that God has prophesied to you. Keep singing.
All by power, but by his spirit, says the Lord. He's got a suddenly word. He's got a suddenly word. Can you hear him calling?
Ray, you sang through my prophecy. You will sing through everything that comes your way. You will sing. You couldn't stop. You will sing through everything that God walks you through. Not that you walk through. Everything that God walks you through. You will sing what you could not do, what you consider whether you would do or you should do. You will sing in your heart through everything God walks you through, and you will see the fullness of all you have asked the Lord, even lying on your back, weak and breathless. God, will you allow me to walk in the fullness of these days? And the word of the Lord to you is, ask and you shall receive, says the word of wonder. Give the Lord a shout. Sing it, Ray.
Sing to the Lord. Are you going to sing to the Lord? Lift the voice up in praise. Cause it's not my might or my power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. Lift up a voice, lift up your hands, praise his holy name. Not by might or by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Lift up your voice, lift up your hands, praise his holy name. His holy name, for he alone is worthy, for he alone is worthy. I'm gonna lift up my voice, lift lift up my hands, praise his holy name. Come on, Donnie, let's praise him on that guitar. Word. God's got a suddenly word. All of a sudden, he's got a suddenly word. Not by might or by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Suddenly word. It's all because of Jesus. It's all because of Jesus. Come on. It's all because of Jesus. Nothing else. It's all because of Jesus. 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 Not by might or by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Come on. Not by might or by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. It's all because of Jesus. It's all because of Jesus. It's all because of Jesus. It's all because of Jesus.
Great is the Lord. How great is God? No, how great is God? How great is the Lord to be praised? How great is God? How great is God in you? How fearfully and wonderfully made you are. I see influence coming out of this house, out of this body. I see a group, a body that God has gathered together. And not only within this house, but everyone that has heard this word and wrapped your arms around it and said, I hear the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord. God will make us a spectacle, a wonder to the people of the earth, springing forth here and there and somewhere else. I see traveling. I see people moving. I see things planted, things being built, things growing. There is such an expanse. You cannot wrap your head around what God is doing now. This isn't because we just wanted it and we kept trying. It's because God said it. And he said, believe me, and we obeyed his word. He did it all. And we just believed him. And then we get to bear the benefit of the fruit of the outpouring. What has begun will never stop. The Lord will continue to increase. As he said to Jehoshaphat, I will increase you. I will increase. People begin to bring this gold and silver and treasure and blessing. It's like the temple of the living God, which temple we are. Jesus said, I'm destroying it and I'm rebuilding it. It's all brand new, but I'm not going back as you suppose. I'm going forward because it was the intention of God all along. God didn't fix what was broken. He brought to pass what he intended. and that's who you are. This is the season of the outpouring of God's Spirit, His glory, His wonder, His wisdom, and His power. Great is the Lord, and greatly is God to be praised. You believe it? Give the Lord a shout of praise. Give the Lord a shout. God's anointed you and you and you and you and you and you to do what you couldn't do, to take you through. You're not here just to come in and congregate. You are the voice of heaven. You are the sound of the future of God. You are the voice of God's intentions, the voice of God's revelation, the voice of God's wisdom. We're not just here just carrying another message. You're here with a word of revelation. God has done a work in the soil of your hearts today, and you're never going to be the same. You're never going to be the same. God has infused you with His word, and He's going to work a wonder through you. Not just God's going to use you, God's going to infuse you. And the character of His power, His Spirit, is coming out. And this is what I see as plainly as I can say it. What we've been working, what we've called our business and our things of labor, they're becoming a place of worship. It's going to draw. Your efforts are going to draw worship out of you, because you're going to look and say, look and see what God has done. It's going to just keep coming and coming and coming and coming and coming and coming. And then it's not even going to be like all this blessing is connected to this. It's going to be, it started over here. Like, it wasn't even connected to this. So I thought it was all because of the land of Canaan, but God said, no, the earth is mine, and it's going to happen over here, and God's going to cause it to spring up. So you know, this is by the hand of God. This is seed coming out. Your blessing is all around you. Every place you look, places you haven't even been, it will come up out of the earth all around you. That God is bearing witness, as He did with Jehoshaphat. I am the Lord who is with you. You will prevail, not by might or power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord, because you have sought me, you have found me. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Father, we give you praise for the gift of seed sown today. We know when we pull on heaven, we pull upon the clouds of God, as the prophet did. And we call for the rain of the Lord to rain upon this seed sown today. God be glorified, be praised, be worshiped in all that is said and done for your glory, in Jesus' name. Everyone shouted. You are dismissed. Go out in the spirit of power. Go out with the prophetic. Shout!